Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Last night I dreamed we'd found a stand of trees framing a pond and a field in between and with a
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. In nature, bowerbirds are known for building elaborate courtship sites, known as bowers, to attract mates. But these bowerbirds are a North Carolina folk band that recently built and released their third album called The Clearing, and it's the first that they've done away from their own 8-track home studio bower. They're here today in our studio to play a bit of it live. Starting us off with Overcome with Light, here's Bowerbirds live on Soundcheck.
And how I know I'm happy now, I jump right down the chutes of time. And while the weather was not always gray, the furrow always graced my brow. Now I'm overcome with light, overcome with light. Oh, some hard work, but now it's right. Overcome with light, overcome. And my worries then were not grand, but I felt them like a hammer pounding, like I rarely feel them now. And in a pinch, I know I'm dreaming.
That is the band Bowerbirds, live on Soundcheck. Overcome with Light is the name of the song. Their new album is called The Clearing, out now. And the members of Bowerbirds include Phil Moore, whom you heard singing and playing guitar, Beth Tacular, singing as well, Mark Paulson, the violinist, actually was singing back up on that song as well, Leah Gibson played cello, and Jan Westerlund playing the keyboard. Phil Moore, welcome to Soundcheck.
Great
and the rest
here.
Of the band. That song, Overcome with Light, very kind of, you know, kind of spare texture, which didn't stop it from existing in two worlds at once, the acoustic and the electronic. Is sort of a, I mean, is there a new kind of sound to this latest Bowerbirds release?
New and old. I think we're trying to explore a little more than before, but also keep our original Bowerbirds sound, trying not to get too far from that because I think that's still special.
And Beth, I mean, the first couple of records that you guys made as a band, you basically made at home, right?
Yeah.
In your own sort of home 8-track studio. This was done away from home. So how much of a difference did that make to the sort of the process of creating the album?
Well, the first part of it we did up in April Bass, which is a studio in Wisconsin. And we worked with Brian Joseph, who's an amazing engineer, and had just a lot of access to different instruments and equipment that we don't usually have. And we worked with him for a little while, and then we came back and finished the rest at home, both with in our cabin and then over at Mark's house, the violin player.
Mm-hmm.
But I think having worked with Brian in a real studio gave us more patience, and we had more attention to detail when we finished the album at home because we wanted to make it as good as that recording was.
So it's a little more perhaps expansive because
yeah.
mm-hmm. of the expanded sonic palette,
I guess.
Yeah,
basically.
Do you guys still consider yourselves a North Carolina band?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, we all live in North Carolina in different places, Chapel Hill, Durham, and
Raleigh,
and we live in Chatham County.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, and yet there are kind of universal things that, I mean, we were talking before about the Hunger Games, you know, and this, the kind of this dystopian future Appalachia and how it has both, you know, has the kind of the high lonesome sound. But then what Joe Levy was talking about was the other sound, the happier sound, the string music, the bluegrass and all that kind of stuff. Is that, you know, is that part of your musical DNA?
It is. I wouldn't say it's part of our musical DNA, quite honestly. I think we're less of, it's down where we are for sure. And I think it's inspired us a lot, but it's not really part. I mean, Mark and myself, we grew up in Iowa.
Oh, okay.
Leah grew up in Florida. Jan grew up in Wisconsin. So
I'm from North Carolina.
Besides Beth, we're all transplants. So, you know, but still, it is a good melting pot down in North Carolina, and that music is very influential down there. So,
the band is Bowerbirds. They're playing a sold-out show tonight at the Bowery Ballroom, but they will be back here in New York on Saturday, June 23rd in Brooklyn at the Music Hall of Williamsburg. And, of course, they're here now with us in the Soundcheck studio. You want to do another song?
Sure, yeah.
Death Wish is the name of this one?
Yeah, this is a little bit different version of what we play live. This is called Death Wish. Now I know you lie, I know myself. I still don't know much else. You race toward the future. I'm slow as a kettle, and we waltz on a tilted world, torn socks, and all those frills. Your gait like a mare's is, and mine like a drunk sailor toward a dark future. And what are we doing now in a world half broken, going through half? Just half of the motions. And work gets a man. You ask strong limbs or his feathered cap. Well, I just say none of that. Surely it's you, 'cause I had a death wish, a cold cart to a dark abyss. I choked and I gasped a bit. And then I found you, such a brave swimmer, and you pulled me with you.
you. And where are we going now? In a world half broken. Back to the ocean. Back to the open ocean.
The band is Bowerbirds, live on Soundcheck with a song called Death Wish. Once again, Phil Moore singing and playing keyboard. Beth Tackular singing, playing keyboard. Jan Westerlund playing percussion from a keyboard. Mark Paulson on violin. Leah Gibson playing the cello live here in the Soundcheck studio. And Phil, that's kind of a different version of that song from what's on the CD, isn't it?
Yes, we just thought we'd take this opportunity at WNYC to mess around a little bit.
Yeah. Why not? let me ask you, where's the name come from for the band Bowerbirds?
Well, it's a bird from like New Guinea and
Australia.
Mm-hmm. And there are these amazing birds that we had never heard of. And Phil was starting to write the first songs for Bowerbirds in 2005. And I was a painter, and I was looking through a children's book for pictures to use as references, and I found this really awesome illustration of a bowerbird and these crazy bowers that they build to attract mates, and they collect all these objects, and it was just the coolest bird ever, mm-hmm. animal, and it just sounded like a good totem animal kind of for us.
So the bowers are like, they're, to call it a nest is wouldn't do it justice, right?
No, it's like a crazy, some of them look like igloos with, and they're like an upside down giant nest with pillars made out of sticks that they take the bark off of, and they collect insect skeletons and
flower petals
and fruits, yeah. And like beetles, like live beetles, and they try to arrange the beetles, and the beetles try to walk away, and they bring them back. And the ones who make the best bowers get the girls. So
right. Cool. And what's the? Do they have like really great songs, or is it all about the building?
It's all about the building. They actually have terrible songs.
They have a cool dance.
Be honest.
You heard it here first, folks. Bowerbirds have terrible songs.
Don't like pull it out as a soundbite.
Yeah.
So the last album before this one, The Clearing, was in 2009.
Yes, that's correct.
So what's happened in the 3 years since then?
Drama, yeah. Essentially.
I mean, Phil, you and Beth were a couple, and then you weren't, and now you are again. I mean, does that do to the push and pull of a band dynamic?
Almost breaks it up, for sure. We almost broke up as a band, as well as breaking up as a couple. And Mark, we had kind of an awful tour in Europe. It was just way too long, and we didn't fare very well. And the whole band essentially broke up, and for just a while, we were supposed to record the next album all together, and we kind of did it in pieces,
in separate locations,
very DIY. A lot of the songs were written already, but
this one, I feel like we just, by the time we got back together, we had like a renewed excitement about things, and you know, more appreciation for each other and patience with each other, and.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
So the results are out now. The album is called The Clearing. The band is Bowerbirds. You want to do Walk the Furrows for us?
Yes, that'd be great.
Another live performance from Bowerbirds here in the Soundcheck studio.
You rode in on. Where's
as that fair-faced young man. You carried that dead weight, let it fall by the wayside, and buried those years one dark evening. I listen close to the soil beneath me and keep my heart with yours. And yes, we know there are others. And yes, we feel the ground shifting below us. Keep the secret, walk the furrows, mend the fences, plumb and level, go inside, store the shovel.
Once again, the band is Bowerbirds, or the bird is Bower Band, as I almost said. Live performance here in the studio of a song called Walk the Furrows. Their latest album is called The Clearing. It's out now. They're doing a sold-out show tonight here in New York at the Bowery Ballroom, and it'll be back in June on Saturday the 23rd at the Music Hall of Williamsburg. Beth, I just have to, before we wrap up, I just have to ask you a question. Is Tacular a real name?
Yes.
Really?
It is now.
It is now, yes. It's a great now. You are bestacular.
Thank you.
Great to have the Bowerbirds performing live for us here in the Soundcheck studio. Guys, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Tuck the Darkness In is the name of the song from the album The Clearing by Bowerbirds, wrapping up Soundcheck for today. On our next program, Dr. John, the New Orleans native, joins us to talk about his salute to Louis Armstrong and about his upcoming album called Lockdown. Plus, musician and playwright Ethan Lipton explores the experience of losing his job in a new production called No Place to Go. It's funny, it's thought-provoking, and it'll be live in the Soundcheck studio. That's on Monday. A week from today, tune in for our live webcast from the Green Space as singer-songwriter and violinist Andrew Bird joins us at 2 p.m. next Friday, the 30th. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, the program produced by Katie Bishop and Greta Cohn with Margaret Bresnahan. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer. We had help today from Gina Joldasis and Crystal Kim. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.